that you are walking in the street, and then maybe the BBC, radio or TV presenter asked you, are you Muslim? And then you said proudly, yes, I am Muslim. And then he said, listen, we have 1 minute, 60 seconds exactly, to tell us about your religion, and the whole world is watching you or listening to you. Just 1 minute. And then you started to scratch your head. What am I going to say in 1 minute to explain my religion, this great religion, in 1 minute? This is, by the time you scratch your head, 1 minute is gone. And you lost the opportunity. What am I going to say about Islam in 1 minute? Islam, you submit to Allah Jalla wa'ala, and Allah Jalla wa'ala is the creator, and you do 5 salawat and you go for Hajj. Or Islam is defending women's because we have inferiority regarding this issue. Islam is seeking for equality between men and women. Islam is a religion of peace. What are you going to say in 1 minute? And by the way, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, this is a good exercise. This is a good exercise for all of us. Are we able to express ourselves in a very concise way? Are we able to express or explain our religion in a very precise way if we have the opportunity? Imagine the whole world is watching you. If that were to happen to me, I would say the following, and please listen. I would say that Islam is the only way of life that secures success to individuals, societies, and to the entire humanity. Success in this life and success after, in the second life, through submission to the Supreme Being and following the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It didn't take 60 seconds. Again, Islam is the only way of life, is the only way of life that secures success for individuals, societies, and for the entire humanity, both in this life and in the hereafter, through submission to the Supreme Being, Allah Jalla wa'ala, and by following the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, many people are questioning themselves and questioning the imams, the shuyukh, and we receive these questions these days, especially watching what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Is Islam a way of life, or is it a deen of success? Is Islam a deen of success? And many of them, they said, yes, we agree that in Akhirah we will go to Jannah. But in this dunya, we will live in misery. We will live a miserable life. And yes, we agree that Islam is a deen of success, but not in this life. Look at the situation of the Muslim Ummah now. Everywhere the Muslim Ummah is living in a miserable situation, is failing. Even some of the Arab countries or Gulf countries, maybe who are very wealthy and not living in a miserable situation, but they have dictatorship and they are not that developed technically, etc. And in response to that, and this is a very valid question, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, and we need to be able to address it to our youngsters. In fact, as one brother one time, he said, wallah, Sheikh, we need to address it to ourselves before we address our children, because we started to lose confidence in our religion as it is a way of success, witnessing what is happening to our ummah now. and my dear brothers, my dear sisters. Very quick point. First of all, when someone is asking this question, apart from giving that quick answer that I said, we need always to question, what does success mean? What does success mean? Number one. Number two, even success can be defined in two ways. Dunya-based success, dunya-based success, and, or you can say, materialistic success, and non-materialistic success. In the minds of so many people now, especially our youngsters, because of the hegemony of non-divine systems, we define success as what? As power and wealth. We define success as what? Power and wealth. So, in our minds, America and the West in particular, because they have power, they have wealth, they are the most successful nations. And in the minds of our, of many of our youngsters, those who are famous, they have wealth, YouTubers, or so, they are the most successful people. Or footballers, they are the most successful people. That's why their aim is to be like one of them. And we have to, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to redefine what success is. Is it true that wealth, power, yeah, both of them make you a successful person? In fact, do they make you a happy person? And brothers, sisters, look around you. You will see so many people who are not happy. They cannot smile. I know so many wealthy people, they cannot smile. In fact, brothers and sisters, just take it in a very simple way without making it so sophisticated, so intellectual. If we look at non-Muslim Western countries, compare the number of people who commit suicide in those countries compared to Muslim countries, although most of our Muslim countries, they don't represent a true Islam. For example, in the UK, you will be shocked to know that the number of people who commit suicide on average, on a yearly basis, sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down, 4,000 people. What does that mean? It means around 10 people commit suicide on a daily basis. And we all know that in 2030, of course, different numbers is given, different statistics, that mental illness or mental illnesses will be the biggest illness after maybe heart attack. Some people say, we have Dr. Salim, he can correct us, okay, or after cancer. It is one, it is going to be one of the main illnesses. But they are wealthy, they have power, they have 5G, maybe in the future they will have 6G, they have bombs, they are killing people, they are... But why? Why? They are not happy. Are you telling me that they are not successful? Who? We really need to define what success is. I will leave it to you. What success is. A very key question. All of us, we need to ask ourselves, what does success mean? And even many Western philosophers now are questioning or are posing this question, what does success mean? Does wealth, power, or fame, do they bring success to humanity? This is one question. Now, the second question, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, or the other part of the question, even from a materialistic perspective, Islam makes us the most successful people as a society, as an ummah. And that might come as a shock to so many people. Even from what? A materialistic dunya perspective, Islam makes us as what? as the most successful people. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, in a very, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن الذي كانوا يعملون. Whoever does good deeds, whether male or female, provided that they are believers, we will grant them a حياة طيبة, a good life, a successful life. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then dunya came to his hand, but he threw it away. It doesn't mean that he did not have the dunya in his hand. And his sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, within 20 years after the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, within 20 years, they managed to destroy the main two superpowers in the world at that time, the Persians and the Romans. And the Persians and the Romans, as many historians said, they were fighting for decades and they could not finish themselves. And Islam came within 20 years and managed to finish them all. And my dear brothers, my dear sisters, let us zoom out and look at the Islamic history. Please, young people, yeah, listen to this carefully, because you are always asking this question. And everyone has to listen to this, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. Unfortunately, because we don't study our history, we think that we are weak. We think that it is our decree to live a miserable life all of our time, and that is not true. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam came, and he managed to open most of the peninsula within a very short period of time. In fact, he is the only Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who established a state. None of the previous prophets, maybe Ibrahim alayhi salam, managed to establish a state, if the word state is the correct word. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died year 11 Hijrah. And then we have the Khulafa al-Rashidin, we have the Umayyan period, we have the Abbasi period, and that continued until 656 years after Hijrah. Islam was either the main superpower in the world or one of the main superpowers of the world for over 650 years. When the Mongols destroyed the Abbasi Caliphate in 656 years, on 656 years Hijrah, Muslims managed to build themselves. Islam managed to build them again. And we have the Ottoman Empire or the Ottoman Caliphate within 50 years as well. And the Ottoman Caliphate continued for, call it whatever you like to call it. Some people are oversensitive. Call it caliphate, call it empire, call it whatever. It was either the main superpower in the world or one of the main superpowers for over 600 years. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent 1,446 years. Among those 1,446 years, Islam was a superpower for 1,200 years. 85 of its existence, we were the main superpower in the world, or one of the main superpowers in the world. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Taha, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. The Quran was not revealed to make us living in a miserable life. Quran was revealed, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. We have sent you a book that will elevate you. The Quran was not sent to make us a failing nation. If we abandon the Quran, Allah will abandon us, and then we will become a failing nation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who Allah Jalla wa Ala sent him as a mercy to the whole mankind. And he is the one on the day of resurrection will say, Ana Sayyidu Waladi Adam, I am the best of mankind. Do you think that he was living as a failed person? That is impossible. Be proud of who you are, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, some people might say, why are you saying this? Just for what? Just to cry over history? No! My dear brothers, my dear sisters, the first step towards success is to know who you are. We need to know who we are. And once we know who we are, we will get rid of any inferiority complex that is the main reason for our, I don't like to say miserable situation, but it is one of the main reasons for failure. And the first step towards success is to gain confidence and to get into any challenge with that spirit that you have a legacy and that you are a successful person, that you are a winning ummah, that you are a winning society. That's why, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, in the Quran, when the Sahaba came to the Prophet, in the seerah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the Sahaba came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Mecca, and they were persecuted, they were tortured, etc. Khabbab ibn al-Arath, he was tortured in a very savage way. They came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting next to Kaaba. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, look what is happening to us. Khabbab ibn al-Arad, they used to bring him and put hot coal on his back until they smell the barbecue, that his meat is being cooked by the hot coal. The Prophet ﷺ did not use the language of sympathizers with weak inferiority people. He didn't say, he never said this, oh, I feel sorry for you. Yeah, don't worry, Allah will reward you. No! That is not the language to be addressed to leaders. The Prophet ﷺ is developing leaders. We are the best of nations. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. We have to live by that spirit. The Prophet ﷺ said, so what? The people before you used to be tortured more than you are tortured. And they were firm on their religion. And then the Prophet ﷺ gave us the vision, gave the ummah the vision. By Allah, he said, Allah will establish this matter, this deen for you, until a lady travels lonely from Sana'a to Hadramaut, very long distance, she will travel by herself. She will fear none except for the wolf because of her sheep and goat. And she will fear nothing. Subhanallah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, you are so hasty. Which means that Allah will establish your religion. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, this spirit is so crucial to live by it. Because this spirit, that makes us. This what makes the fabric of Muslims. Who they are. They were chosen by Allah Jalla Ala, not because of their color, not because of their background, because they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Look at yourselves. There are Arabs, black, revert, from all backgrounds. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You were the best nation ever raised to mankind, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. And we need to live by that. We need to live by that standard. We need to work for that standard. We need to think out of this inferiority box that we boxed ourselves in it. And as a community, as a society, we need to think from that perspective, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. The area, for example, where Muslims live should be the best areas because of the existence of Islam. And of course, that needs further explanation. We don't have time to do that. But at least this is the start. This is the starting point. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to make us among those who listen and benefit from what they listen to. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to make us, as He wanted, the most successful ummah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And we ask Allah Jalla Ala to help our brothers and sisters in Gaza and to grant them success sooner, not later. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to forgive us for our mistakes and our shortcomings. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, don't forget that this is the day of Jumu'ah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the best of your days, so increase sending salah and salam upon me. And as Allah Jalla Ala says, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And don't forget to give sadaqah, in particular on yawm al-jum'ah, because the reward of sadaqah is multiplied the number of times on this day. Wa qumu ila salatikum yarhamukum.